All right. On the prowl, on the move, so to speak. Hold on a second. All right. Exile coming to an end in about a week. What to say about this experience? I'll probably have more to say the day of, but as it stands now, you know, to be frank, I almost enjoyed it. Never wanted to experience it again. But it's not like I can't complain that situations need to be dealt with. Get my mask on. 1 second. Before I catch this fucking public transit. You know? Oh. Cash is public ass transit. Anyway, things need to be fixed, mended, etc. And so, almost a month and a half of exile solved that. No more cops sniffing around, no more CAS sniffing around, no more open files and shit. Just gotta maintain the medical cocktail and all should be good. All should be good. Luckily, got help from a variety of sources, medical and non-medical, meaning human beings, you know what I mean? Like individual, not that they're interpersonal people that I know, not the establishment, not the system, so to speak. So, it's all good. But even with that comes anxiety towards throwing yourself into the environment under which you snapped, or borderline snap. You've snapped 3 times. Well, you've really snapped 5, but 3 in the past calendar year. 3 times in 2020. With the last one being around Christmas. The Christmas month, etc. So, that's gotta end, you know. It's gotta come to an end. And I've said this before, but the stakes way higher now. Not like it has to happen. Shit. Even verbalizing it makes me be like, oh man. But such is the nature of the experience. Trying to nip shit in the butt. Not trying to. Ox shit. Put the brakes on things. What? 14 years down the line is like, 15 years down the line is what? Hopefully by the time it ends up actually being 15 years. Because I'm just going to my birthday. Hopefully it's been, if not solved, dealt with appropriately. It's been like 85% clean eating. No smokes. I guess you could throw the e-cigarette there, but no the deadlier kinds of cigarettes. None. Just living clean. They're watching our neighbors to the south, you guys, that make up over 70% of the listenership. Watching you guys and the mess down there. Are people shook up here? I haven't really taken time to gauge that yet. Well, yeah, they are. What the fuck am I talking about? They are. They are quite shook. They are quite shook. Because it's fucking... We have more than enough anti-maskers here to rival you guys in the U.S. We have more than enough anti-vaxxers up here to rival you guys in the U.S. We have more than enough far-right people up here, probably more. You know, it's like... So when people up here take cues from down there, which happens a lot, or traditionally has happened a lot, next thing you know, even if it doesn't jump off as such, the sentiments are still there, the attitude is still there, the institutional part of it is still there, the systemic part of it is still there. It's all still there. There. Meanwhile, we have so that's a big conversation. It's a big conversation surrounding all the various MPs and politicians and others who are part of the far right side of shit. They're being targeted. They also engage with the they're on Parler like everybody else, boy. They're on Clapper like everybody else. So when Clapper gets hit, or Parler, I guess only Parler, when Parler gets hit, and all those various websites get hit, our far right gets hit hard. But let's not be confused. A lot of the far right content that makes its way into the US, or say, a lot of the far right content in the US is either written by Canadians, is published by Canadians, is hosted on Canadian websites. It's Canadian podcasts, it's Canadian far-right media, so... them assholes are feeling the pinch. Many of them who went down there, who took a trip down there, are feeling the pinch now. I feel sorry for them fucking people, man. They knew or should have known. Or maybe they were so delusional that the work that North America was leaning right, that they would, I don't know, somehow come out unscathed or, I don't know. But they suffer now. Ha ha! Fucking clowns. Bunch of goof ass far right leaning cunts. Anyway, I gotta wait for my method of transportation to show up, so I'm out. Why the fuck is Tim Hortons up? Okay. Peace.